And you are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Civic Matters. It is our weekly get-together with the Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative to talk about your various engagement opportunities over the next week. Mary Morgan, how are you?
I'm good. Did you go to any proms this weekend?
I'm glad to say that I am now beyond that.
And, no chance to wear your tux. That's too bad.
Yeah, you know, I was that dopey kid in high school that thought it was much more appropriate to wear blue jeans and a rock and roll t-shirt.
Ah, that's awesome.
Did you happen to hit up the Water Hill Music Festival in Ann Arbor yesterday?
I did. Yeah, I did. I went to Chris Buhalis' set, which I go to every year, and he did not disappoint. That is such an awesome event, and you know, the fact that it's grassroots organizers and has grown to be so successful is just terrific.
It is something that speaks to the unique nature of the people and the, well, the nature itself of Ann Arbor.
I agree.
Well, one of the other things that is certainly not unique to Ann Arbor, but its interest in politics. And I guess that has to be qualified by saying there's interest at times, because voter turnout has been an issue when we have off-year elections and certainly when we have May elections. Now, tomorrow, voters in the Ann Arbor School District, voters in Sharon Township and Ypsilanti Township will be heading to the polls. Last May's election drew a whopping 10% of registered voters to the polls. And those are your words, whopping 10%. And I don't think there's much chance we're going to do much better than that this year.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, last year there was a lot of there was a heightened interest in the political process. And even despite that, you know, the turnout was as low as it's always been for these May elections. And, you know, people have said, well, there's never, you know, hardly ever any election in May. And in fact, almost every year in Ann Arbor, there is something on the ballot in May, at least for the past few years. So, you know, it happens. I'm hoping that there will be some higher turnout, but you know, one of the reasons that public entities put things on the May ballot is because the perception is it's easier to pass, because the people who you know, the constituents who really care about it will be the ones that get out to vote, and everybody else will just kind of give it a pass.
I know that for the folks in the administration at the Ann Arbor School District, there's always that sense of nervousness. Now, most people assume that when you have an operating millage renewal that it is generally going to pass and have the support of the voters, but until you get the final count, there has to be some butterflies in the stomach.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And it's a big one, you know. They're asking for a 20-year renewal, and they're only allowed to levy 18 mills, but they're asking for 21 so that they can keep at that 18 mill level over the years, despite the state rollback law. So, you know, I think that it'll pass. It doesn't expire until 2019. So if for some reason it doesn't, they have other opportunities. Which is one of the reasons why they have it this early. If it does fail, you know, they can put it on a ballot later this year or next year.
Well, if you've yet to figure out what exactly it is you have to vote on, if you're in the Ann Arbor School District or in Sharon or Ypsilanti Township, you can get all the information you need by going to AnnArborVotes.org and Vote411.org as well. The polls will open at 7 tomorrow morning, close at 8 p.m., and of course, on Wednesday as part of Morning Edition, we'll have all the results for you here on 89.1 WEMU. Mary, as usual, a lot of public meetings going on this week, and I'm particularly excited by a topic of conversation before the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Commission. Could be exciting for Ypsilanti.
Oh, for sure. You know, there's not a lot of details yet, but the agenda for the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Commission shows that there's going to be a presentation by Trevor Staples about a new skateboard park in the area, in the Ypsilanti area. He was, of course, the point person behind the successful grassroots effort to get the Ann Arbor Skate Park built. And, you know, the Parks and Rec Commission gave a grant worth $400,000 to that effort. So they really They were instrumental in making that happen. So it'll be really interesting to see what kind of support they get for another skate.
Yeah, I can't wait to find out where it might be located, when it might actually get construction, what kind of timeline we're looking at, if in fact this is a project that's going to move forward, but potentially very exciting for Ypsilanti. Now, Ann Arbor City Council is going to meet again tonight, Mary, and budget, always an issue as they're looking at the 2019 fiscal year.
That's right. That's a big item. They've been talking about this for, for a few months now. So, I don't think there are any surprises, but the usual kind of fee changes, and the changes always mean increases. So there's that to look at. And this will be their first vote and a public hearing. It's just something to look for. There's also something on the agenda that's titled Special Presentation. And so, I have to say that it really annoys me when there's a sort of cryptic budget or cryptic agenda item. So I don't know what it is, and I'm no longer in reporter mode, so I didn't try to find out. But, we'll look and see what that is. I'll be interested in that.
Indeed. In fact, we will reach out to Mayor Christopher Taylor today and see if we can't ferret out what is going to be the address. As we talk further about Ann Arbor, one of the primary sources of discussion and in some cases consternation over the past several years has been pedestrian safety and in some cases a lack thereof. So the city is launching a new campaign, spending $100,000 to try and educate folks on how best to enact pedestrian safety measures.
They have a cute little video that they made, taking kind of a lighthearted approach. You'll see some familiar faces in it, and then, posters, and they're doing social media stuff.
I enjoyed it. Basically, you wouldn't run over your friends or relatives, so please don't run over strangers.
Yeah, I guess that's too bad that has to go, that has to be said aloud, but that's their point, and I think that the question is, how are they going to reach people who are not familiar with the downtown or who come in, this is a very transient community. People come here for events and such. So it's kind of an uphill battle.
Civic Matters continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're visiting with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative, and transportation, always a topic of conversation. And there is yet another survey available to folks to fill out.
Right. The Regional Transit Authority of Southeast Michigan, they're trying to drum up support for a plan they've developed. If you recall, a couple years ago, they put a millage proposal on the ballot for a four-county region, including Washtenaw County. And that
Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb, so, right.
Yeah, Detroit. And so there's interest in putting something on the ballot again in November of this year. So they have a plan online. They have an online survey. There was a series of public meetings, and the one in Washtenaw happened in Ann Arbor last week. But if you missed that, you can read the plan. Take the survey and just keep an eye out for that on the ballot later this year.
Well, speaking of alternative modes of transportation, May happens to be Bike Month, and there's just a ton going on in the area.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. May is always a crazy month for a lot of reasons, but the Get Downtown program's commuter challenge is underway. So there's interest in that. They have a whole set of activities for that. There's also the Bike Alliance of Washtenaw County has a lot of events throughout the county, including Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti. And then, of course, there are local participants in a national Bike to School Day, which happens this Wednesday, May 9th.
That's right. Bike to School Day. More than a dozen schools in Washtenaw County will be participating. So as we talk about pedestrian and cycling safety, be very aware. There's going to be a lot of kids out on their bikes headed to school this Wednesday, and be extra special careful in the area. Civic Matters, our weekly conversation with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative, is winding down. But Mary, I think we would be remiss if we didn't take a moment to discuss how we can do something rather light and airy, and that is to better engage with our local butterflies.
Right. The city of Ann Arbor does annual surveys of the butterfly population. So this kickoff training is this coming Saturday, the Natural Area Preservation Office. And it's a free training and kickoff, but the request is to register by Wednesday, May 9th.
And if you happen to like butterflies, understand that while this is light and it could be a lot of fun, the migratory patterns of butterflies and monarchs in particular have been dramatically impacted over the past decade, and there is concern about the well-being and the future of those butterflies in this area and others around the country. So it is an opportunity to not only get to see these butterflies, get to see these little creatures, and perhaps have a few land on you for a great little selfie, but fact of the matter is you could be doing some important service as well, right?
I did not expect you to wax poetic about the monarch butterfly, but I appreciate that.
You want to hear a quick little funny story about the butterflies? I went to a boarding school in Central Florida, and our nickname was the Butterflies. Now, I played on the baseball and the basketball teams, and imagine going into a visiting venue, and they're the Tigers, they're the Lions, and they're taking on the Butterflies. When I approached the headmaster and said, we have to change the name, he said, well, you can call yourself the Fighting Butterflies. And we opted against
that. That explains a lot about you, David.
Oh, my goodness gracious. The trauma, the damage, it's permanent. Mary, thank you very much for your time. I do appreciate it.
Have a great week.
That is Mary Morgan, Executive Director of Civ City Initiative and our partner in the weekly feature Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and you are listening to 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.